So what happens when a society no longer embraces powerful mythology?
What we've got on our hands. As I say, if you want to find what it means not to have a society without any rituals, read the New York Times.
And you'd find?
Well, the news of the day.
Wars.
Young people who don't know how to behave in a civilized society. Half the, I imagine, 50% of the crime is by young people in their 20s and early 30s that just behave like barbarians.
Society has provided them no rituals by which they become members.
There's been a reduction of ritual. Even in the Roman Catholic Church, my God. They've translated the Mass out of the ritual language into a language that has a lot of domestic associations. So that, every time now that I read the Latin of the Mass or something like that, I get that pitch again that it's supposed to give, a language that throws you out of the field of your domesticity, you know? The altar is turned so that the priest's back is to you, and with him you address yourself outward like that. Now they've turned the altar around. It looks like Julia Child giving a demonstration, and it's all homey and cozy.
And they play guitar.
Listen, they've forgotten what the function of a ritual is to pitch you out, not to wrap you back in where you have been all the time.
So ritual that once conveyed an inner reality is now merely form. And that's true in the rituals of society and the personal rituals of marriage and religion.
Well, with respect to ritual, it must be kept alive. And so much of our ritual is dead.